Okay, what are your thoughts? Wherever you are around the world watching this, your perspectives, I wish I could jump in your shoes for 5 minutes and see how your local mainstream media is presenting what's happening in the Middle East to you. It does look like there is probably about an 80% chance, maybe more, of a major Middle East war that could easily cartwheel into a world war. That's what appears to be on the table right now. If, for example, Pakistan would again offer to ship nuclear weapons right now in a plane to Turkey to make Turkey a nuclear power, to even the playing field, that would change everything. There are things that are going on behind the scenes now that we will never hear about. Count on that. That's just the way international geopolitics, militarily speaking, works. Well, it all works that way. At any rate, my best guess is, at this point, barring any unforeseen false flag operation, this is going to morph into a major war, at least in the Middle East, in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. Early in December would be about the latest. That's my guess. But we've heard from David Oates last week, and just amazing stories of coming to meet people and pulling reversals out and having them allude to war. War. Big war. So we're going to do more of that tonight and other things as well. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me back, as always. So,
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
I delivery
It's a
did
little
not
joke. It's a little joke. It's
delivery
right.
did not today. yes, no, I totally agree with your assessment about the Middle East. Certainly a major war in the Middle East, certainly by December. I've got December again. I must have heard
Oh, you
the
did. This is important. For those of you who missed earlier programs with David, December has come up, and it's there. It's in reversals. December and war. Lots of war. Lots of talk about war.
I've heard reference to December now for 2 weeks, and I've heard about six or seven, both on public officials and clients.
There you
Lee,
go.
I found one. Who did I? I did Netanyahu. Was it Netanyahu I found December on? I did Netanyahu's press conference. No, he didn't use December. Who else did I do just yesterday who had December on him? I can't remember who it was now. Maybe it was Mike Johnson. Here we go. Mike Johnson. Here we go. This is the new Speaker of the House. Here, let me play this.
We hear you. We know the challenges you're facing. We know that that there's a lot going on in our country, domestically and abroad, and we are ready to get to work again to solve those problems, and we will.
Backwards, but an ill, I-L-L, but an ill December.
An ill December.
Boy, that almost sounds like. What did you have, David?
At an ill December. Why? What do you hear?
That's what I have. I haven't. I got that too. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a very soft R on December. It's almost not there. You might have clipped it too short. I don't know.
I think it ran straight into a D, and I had to dump it about three times to get it right. Let me
got it.
Run it again. But an ill December. Yeah, I couldn't cut it any more than that because it went straight into a D. So it was a tight clip. But there you have it again, December. See if I can. I want to do the other ones. See if I can pull up some of the other ones real quick. I think they're probably in my Israel file. I found some really apocalyptic reversals on Netanyahu in his press conference he gave just 2 days ago, where he said Israel would not agree to a ceasefire. But where did I find those other December ones? Should have put them into. They just all say, okay, here's one here. This is Blinken.
The message.
This is him with Netanyahu in Israel.
That I bring to Israel is this. You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself,
new God, it's December.
Near God, it's December.
Oh, my. There's another one. Yeah, that's about 10 now.
Yeah, there's a few.
I just see it the first 2 weeks in December. That's I'm not saying 100%. I'm going 80%. I'm being a little conservative. This thing could change tomorrow, though. It's that crazy. These people are insane. And this is all being done by the book, by their plans. We know the entire Hamas attack was now sanctioned, at the very least sanctioned, by the Israeli government. They did a military stand down. We've got close to 10 videos now of IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, soldiers, men and women, talking about the ludicrous argument that this was some kind of a surprise. It didn't surprise anybody. And people in a kibbutz, for example, said it was 4.5 hours before any military showed up here. And when they did, they began shooting Israelis and Arabs at the same time. They shot everybody. 4.5 hours, and the military base is 2-3 miles away. So this was another 9/11. It was an inside job all the way. So wherever they want to take it, they're going to take it. That's the big issue. They will do what they've set out to do. They can make things happen. We'll find out soon enough. Go ahead, David.
Here's another December.
I understand now. It cuts out.
Oh, this is not on my man. It's another guy with a raspy voice.
Just for a little bit.
Client.
Every once in a while when we're talking, but I got the whole message there. Pretty much what you've been preparing for.
Hurt December? Oh, bugger.
Hurt December, hold back up. There it is.
Yeah. And that was found just couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
I should have opened up a file for December, but I wasn't ready for it. It just sort of took me by surprise. All of a sudden, December just came out everywhere in the last 2 weeks.
Now, if you listen to our last program, David pulled out a number, I don't know, 20 or more reversals from about a year ago where the word war kept popping up. Yeah. War.
Here's another December. This is on the Leon Panetta.
Hopefully, the indication here will send a clear message that that right now, a lot of very innocent Palestinians are deeply at risk.
But that's December.
December.
There it is. Yeah. And, to suddenly have them all at once, I don't think I've ever heard December. I remember I heard it back in 97. That's another story. But I don't think I've ever heard December in reverse. And there's suddenly 6, 7, 8 in the last 2 weeks. It's like, whoa.
Got it.
On earth is going on here?
Right.
Anyway, let's play you some of these reverses I found on Netanyahu. This is a brief press conference he did just this week. Update everyone. Here we go. Yeah, here it is. Okay, and basically saying Israel will not agree to a ceasefire. So let's play the reversals on that press conference.
Israel will fight. Since October 7th, Israel has been at war.
All who lives are lousy. In other words, they're out to kill everyone.
But they're doing a pretty good job of it so far. They've killed close to 4,000 children now. This is another war on children. About 4,000 to 5,000 adults, but the 3,000 to 4,000 children. This is nobody knows because all these buildings that have been knocked down, there are bodies and parts of bodies by the hundreds. They can't even look for them. It's too dangerous. They'll get killed. So this is what's going on here. Is so outrageous and inhuman. It has nothing to do with religion. Nothing to do with who did what to whom. This is collective punishment. Most of these people in Gaza had nothing to do with this attack. And in that we know now that it was sanctioned and knew.
Yep.
We knew. Anyhow, go ahead. We know all this. It's been presented clearly.
Yep. Sorry, my gate's ringing. Someone's going to get it. Long story while my gate's closed. We won't even go into it. Okay. Now, where was I? I got sidetracked. Sorry. Okay, so all who lives are lousy. That's a pretty blanket statement of really, we really don't care who we're going to kill, essentially. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And what did he say in reverse again, just to refresh people?
Oh, I'll play it again. All who lives are lousy, as he talks about Israel is now at war.
Israel will fight. Since October 7th, Israel has been at war.
All who lives are lousy.
Oh, then it's lousy.
They're not narrowing down the targeting, are they?
It's Israel will fight.
Anybody who's alive.
It's October 7th.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Yep. Yeah, but it's blanket. It's blanket. All right, next one. Here we go.
It means holding Hamas responsible for the double war crime it commits every day, by deliberately targeting Israeli civilians while deliberately using Palestinian civilians as human shields.
The dark hole will bud. B-U-D. In other words, bud is going to begin. We're moving into a very dark hole, okay? And it's future tense. So, we are just seeing the beginning of this. Now, this is a really interesting one, this one. If I'm to interpret this the way it's interpreted, let's just play it. I won't give anything away, and we'll discuss its meaning when I play it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that there is a time for peace and a time for war. This is a time for war.
Whore, W-H-O-R-E, wolf, masters its sin. It's a very significant reversal when you consider the four, which he's talking about, the Bible. Whore, wolf, masters its sin.
Whore, wolf, masters its sin. Whore, wolf, masters its sin.
Well, it's very clear.
Masters its sin.
So what's a whore? Well,
ladies and gentlemen,
the only thing I can think of, given the references to Armageddon that we have played on your show that have also just started to appear in the last year or two, Bible talks about the whore of Babylon. Whore wolf masters its sin. He's talking about Israel. We are at war. The only way I can read this, and I'm just interpreting reversals here, so don't get angry at me, anyone, is that Netanyahu is equating himself as the whore of Babylon. He's getting, and he is mastering his sin. He's about to wreak havoc on the world.
It's all a plan, David. You know that. It's all
planned. Yeah, I know that.
And but, I think he's alluding to that, right, with that reversal.
Yeah, it doesn't paint him in a good light. Listen to the fours again. Just the fours alone is creepy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that there is a time for peace and a time for war. This is a time for war.
Whore wolf masters its sin.
Whore wolf masters its sin.
But it's like this Book of Revelation stuff, you know, it's apocalyptic. It's like the whore wolf, the whore is already, it's practice, it's a master. It knows exactly what it's doing, it knows exactly how it's going to go about it. Look, is it a reference to Israel? I don't know. Interpret that how you will, but it's not good.
It's just not good.
David, I think we have to be honest about this, and anyone who studied this, who has also studied 9/11, knows an inside job when they see one. And if, in fact, that is what happened, and it is, this is a diabolically evil event, and it's going to escalate as big and as far as the evil ones want it to go. That's how big it's going to get. Yeah. Nothing spontaneous is going to happen here much. It's planned. Think of the Gulf of Tonkin, never happened, used to start a whole war. Think of the baby incubators in Kuwait, never happened, used to start a whole war of annihilation against the Iraqis.
Yeah.
And 1 to 2 million were slaughtered. This is all controlled. Just remember that.
I know. Next one.
Because if Hamas and Iran's axis of evil win, you will be their next target.
Can I hand interpret this one? God scattered evil.
God scattered evil. God scattered evil. God scattered evil.
God scattered evil.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's strange. I'll play it again.
Because if Hamas and Iran's axis of evil win, you will be their next target.
God scattered evil.
God scattered evil. God scattered evil. God scattered evil.
Well, all right, I have an idea. And the idea is that God is that man. He thinks of himself as a godlike figure. He's sitting on top of the world's third or fourth largest nuclear arsenal. He is destroying human life at a rate we haven't seen since World War II. God is scattering evil. Possibly.
Okay.
Lowercase G, not capital God.
Yeah. I think the thing is, go ahead. The thing that really struck me about all these reverses, I still got a couple more to play, is the biblical nature of it. Whore wolf, the whore of Babylon, God scattered evil. And here's another biblical reversal. Next one along.
But our common assessment of all of the, not only the cabinet members, but also all the security forces in the military, is that the ground action actually creates the possibility, not the certainty, but the possibility of getting our hostages out.
Sodom's a member.
Sodom's a member. Sodom's a member. Sodom's a member.
Sorry, that was very faint. I just turned it up. I'll play it again. I just turned the volume up.
Of getting our hostages out. Sodom's a member. Sodom's a member. Sodom's a member.
You know, I mean, you think of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know.
Sure.
That's sort of what comes to mind, but Sodom's a member of what? The axis of evil? I don't know. Let's listen to Flores again.
But our common assessment of all of the, not only the cabinet members, but also all the security forces in the military.
Oh, the cabinet members and security forces and military. Sodom's a member. Oh, my. They were, okay, well, look. That talks about that. See, that gets down to biblical prophecy, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Will it be in the last days before the Christ comes? Don't quote me. That's not a direct quote, please. Biblical scholar, I'm fully aware of that. It's a paraphrase. So, but the comparisons, rather interesting, isn't it? So
certainly is.
And then the last one on Netanyahu is this one.
I think that this question should be placed on Hamas. And the more it's placed on Israel, the more you're going to see this repeated.
I think this is a reporter's question, and he was asked about the high loss of life. Okay, and he said, I think that's the question you have to ask Hamas.
I think that this question should be placed on Hamas. And the more it's placed on Israel, the more you're going to see this repeated.
He asked about the high loss of civilian life. Backwards, I don't know what this means. Help storm in the summer.
Help storm in the summer. Help storm in the summer. Help storm in the summer.
I don't know. I draw a blank on that one. I don't know.
Yeah, no idea. Because we're headed into winter over there, not summer.
Right.
So, I don't know. However, many times I played reverses on your show, and a few weeks or months later, we go, there it is. that's what that meant. I mean, it could be anything. Could be long-term political military plannings. Who knows? Could be anything. Okay, so that's all I found on Netanyahu. I started... Oh, we won't get to Halloween stuff yet. We'll get to... I've got a few little Halloween goodies for you.
Good.
Yeah,
all right, well, let's back off for just a second. Look at the Middle East now. Look at the mechanism. If everything that we have discussed is correct, that this was a 9/11 type inside job, that the Israeli military was ordered to stand down, that Hamas, of course, in the very beginning of its existence, was put together by Mossad and CIA. That's who built Hamas in the first place. This whole thing was a setup in order to allow Netanyahu to let the bombs fall and let the bullets fly, which is what he's done. He was having 30,000 people demonstrate against him and his government every weekend over there, and that's gone now. That's all stopped. When things get real bad, the easiest way out is to take a country to war. Everything changes. So I don't know. Where do you see this going? And I think we're both on the same page, but let's just sum it up. I think that Israel has been, last comment, certainly aware and involved with this entire thing, planned, triggered, however you want to phrase it. I don't see any other way to look at it. Nobody gets through that wall like Hamas did without the encouragement, at the very least, of the enemy. It's not possible. That wall was the most high-security wall in the world, according to the people in the IDF who worked it. Everything was there. The most advanced technology imaginable. So, no, it just didn't happen. It was allowed to happen. How do you see it?
Asking me personally?
No, the other David there.
I don't have an opinion on that yet. That's the only way I can answer it. Okay, I think Israel was complicit. I don't have any reversals that indicated that they deliberately backed down to do it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
It follows the same trend of 9/11, which I got reversals all over the place on that. That was an inside job. That's there's no doubt in my mind about that. Boy. The signs of
manipulation and control are everywhere. I see them clearly.
Yeah. We certainly know that's how government operates. Jeff, I think you're a little bit more ahead of the game than I am on this, by the sounds of it.
Well, just overlay 9/11. We know now that was – we knew. I knew. You knew. Most of you listening knew. This years and years ago was an inside job.
The same template
needs to be applied to what's happening in Israel now. An excuse to exterminate and expunge the Palestinians from Gaza, at least, if not the West Bank as well. That's the game here.
The world
will not hold Israel accountable. It's not going to happen.
I can't see, given the intelligent capability that Israel has, how they missed this.
They didn't. Don't even go there. Don't even mention it. It's not possible.
That's why I said it. Yeah.
Good.
Something as big as this, there's no way they missed it.
Oh, and it was 2 years in the planning, and 2 years Hamas, which can't make a move in Gaza without Israel knowing it, planned for 2 years to do this. It's laughable. It's ludicrous. So we have to, I think, start from that premise and then go from there. How long are they going to play this, and how big are they going to demand that it gets? How big will they cause it to get? That's really where we are. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
No one does.
Look, I'm fairly confident. I'm fairly confident it's headed into World War III. There's a high probability in my mind. I think reversals point to that.
All that, the ingredients are there. Everything is on the board. All of it.
Reverse speech has been building this up to this for the last 1, 2 years, 3 years.
Correct. Oh, yes, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. And if anyone here, I'm sure you've all heard this reversal, but let's just play it again. This is, where are we? Here we go. This is from 2022.
One of the great gifts of the spirit of independence, and think about this, one of the great gifts is our capacity to see ourselves whole and see ourselves honestly.
You're not safe, Armageddon.
You're not safe, Armageddon. You're not safe, Armageddon.
You're not safe, Armageddon. It's right there. It's right there in plain sight. You can't miss it.
Perfect. Did I play you all the Armageddon reversals I found? I know I pulled
one or two. I don't think you played them all, though, no.
I pulled them together in a folder.
Let me go back to the...
Sure.
The reversal on God scattered evil, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I just got an email, and it says, God scattered the Jews to the four corners of the world when he kicked them out of Israel in the beginning.
Oh. Well, he's actually quite correct. You're absolutely right. Wow, interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Okay, here's... I don't know when this is from. I won't have dates on this. This is Lindsey Graham.
Caution the president about
it. Lindsey Graham talking about North Korea.
Don't legitimize this guy because he is a real outlier in the world. But you live in a tough world. If talking to Putin is part of his job, meeting with people throughout the world that we don't like is part of the job. But do not confer legitimacy on this guy unless you're sure it helps the overall cause.
Do you think Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie?
I think he's got a plan in his own mind for regime survivability, and that is if I can get a nuclear weapon and attach it to a missile that can hit America, America will never bother me again. In his mind, the Korean War is still alive and well. He thinks we're going to invade tomorrow. We're not. Here's what I think. I think he's a brutal man that cares more about himself than anything else.
I knew Armageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
That's Rama. That's you, Armageddon. That's not a good one.
I think Armageddon's okay. I think it's not new, though. Play it again.
All right. Hang on. I'll open it back up again.
Caution the president more about himself than anything else. Honor, we're Armageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
A new.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
Is he just dragging out new?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, I hear Armageddon quite clearly there. Yeah. I don't think it's compromised.
Yeah, and I think this one is on a client, this one.
It's got to be a win.
Oh, yeah, this is my man who I've played a couple of reversals on him before.
Make it better. Really, beast.
See it, tell Armageddon.
See it, tell Armageddon. See it,
that's 2 weeks ago. Talking about the war, where is this headed? See it, tell Armageddon.
Wow.
So it's certainly in the collective, folks. There's just no doubt about
it's,
that.
It's, this is, I would say, a universal statement coming from the collective unconscious. There's no equivocation here. They're just making statements of fact. This is where it's going.
Yep, I agree. Absolutely. And if you're not ready, I don't know what to tell you.
It's too late for that now.
Too late. It really is too late. All right, so here's some reversals on Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House. Okay, so I did these this morning. So here we go.
Kevin has dedicated over two decades of his life to selfless public service, 16 of those years in this house.
Needs kiss the verse, whatever that means.
Needs kiss the verse.
Needs kiss the verse. Needs kiss the verse.
Well, what do you have? What do you have there?
Needs, N-E-E-D-S, kiss the verse. It's a metaphor. It's a strange metaphor.
Okay.
It's almost like this had to happen. We had a need to make it happen. I don't know.
Needs kiss the verse.
Needs kiss the verse. Needs kiss the verse.
It sounds like he skips, but there's no P in skips. He skis a verse. There's no P in it.
I heard what you hear.
Needs kiss the verse.
All right. Well, look, these hasn't been checked. I only found these an hour ago just before I came on.
That's a little bit of a stretch, that one.
Yeah. All right. We can throw it out. All right. Okay. So none of these have been checked. That's fine.
No problem.
Try this.
Yeah.
His impact can never be overstated, and I want to thank him for his leadership.
I honor their debts.
We're honored idiots.
Okay, well, that one's there. Yeah.
That's funny.
All the favors he has to pay.
Is it I honor or why honor their debts?
Okay, let's play it again.
We're honored idiots.
Oh, it's why.
I think you're right. I think it is why. Interesting.
We're honored idiots.
And there's another debts reversal. Where is it?
Why honor their debts?
Yeah, no, that was the only debts one. Then we got this one.
And so I want to thank all your families as well for what they endure. And what they've had to endure for the last few weeks. We've been here a while.
Power in the dupes.
Power in the dupes.
Duplicitous.
Power in the dupes.
Duplicitous. Deceiving. Conniving. Duplicitous.
Power in the dupes.
In other words, this whole process has been very duplicitous. And has obtained.
I agree.
Here's a strange one.
To my colleagues, I want to thank you all for the trust that you have instilled in me to lead us in this historic and unprecedented moment that we're in.
I don't know what this means. They're with their mum.
They're with their mum. No idea.
Pretty disjointed, but I don't know. I couldn't even guess at that one. It's there.
And this is the last one I found.
We hear you. We know the challenges you're facing. We know that there's a lot going on in our country, domestically and abroad, and we are ready to get to work again to solve those problems, and we will.
I played this one earlier, but an ill December.
When a ill December.
In other words, a very bad December is going to come along and mess up most of our plans, is basically what that means. December, we've got to get through December yet, but an ill December. Okay.
That's my sense of it. We got about 6 weeks at the most.
Yep, I'd say so.
Go ahead, David, sorry.
I said what I wanted to say. I'm taking it seriously. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, I am too. And there is no evidence. There hasn't been a single sign of any de-escalation.
No,
all we're seeing is escalation. And there's something like 6 bombs a minute falling on those people. They're just, this is a world disgusting display of horror perpetrated on other human beings. And no one's going to do anything about it. None of the Arab states will come to the aid of the Palestinians. They're not going to do it. Because Israel, through back channels, and believe me, there's a lot of back channel noise out there, has told them, If you get involved, you will be nuked. They don't even have to use the words. They'll just say, you'll be gone. That's their game. They're ruthless. And they have the weapons to back it up. The only way this could be made into a standoff, a mutual assured destructive standoff, would be if Pakistan, for example, were to fly nukes into Iran and nukes into Turkey. And then the stage would be even, more even.
That's
you see
scary.
What I'm saying? That would really, really change the dynamic completely, instantly.
Wow. Look for the Pakistani rehearsals next week. I don't know. It's a very fluid situation. I don't know what I'm going to bring to you next week. We'll find out. Okay, change the topic totally, completely and utterly, okay? I'm often asked, what are the most evil reversals I've ever found? And I think there's two. One is on a music of AC/DC on Highway to Hell. So let's play it forwards. Yes, here we go. Sorry about that volume. This is the song Night Prowler, which inspired Richard Ramirez to commit his crimes. Okay, backwards. Listen to me. I'm from hell. I'm the Lord Lucifer. The D on Lord, very faint. So, but anyway, listen to me. I'm from hell. I'm the Lord Lucifer. Quite a Halloween reversal, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah. Pretty creepy.
It's
a perfect example of one of the reasons why this culture has imploded and collapsed. That's not music. There's no harmony, no melody, no kindness. There's no morality in there. That's evil stuff.
And
it's not conducive to creating a culture that has competence. It's the opposite.
Yeah. Yep.
And which is reflecting? Is the culture reflecting and creating the music, or is the music creating the culture? Or is it both? Probably both.
Boy, that's a philosophical question, that one, Jeff.
Yeah.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Who knows? And the other creepiest example I've got is not a reversal at all. It's an EVP. Just hang on a sec. I've got some ring in the gate. Okay, people are going out there. Okay. Oh, look, I'll tell
you EVP.
What
okay. You have to tell people what an EVP is briefly. Just real quick.
Okay. EVP is short for wait, my gate door stops ringing.
Electronic voice phenomenon. Okay.
Electronic voice phenomenon. And it is a phenomenon. It's been documented for many years now where voices will randomly appear on audio recordings. Where there's no one there.
In other words, if you take an audio recorder, digital or tape, it doesn't matter. Turn it on, leave it running, go away for a couple hours, come back and check it, in many instances, there will be voices recorded on that audio device.
Right. Now, avid people will take it to graveyards and haunted houses and claim to have captured the ghosts, the spirit voices of ghosts. Okay. So, I have found in my career some examples of EVPs. I'm actually a believer in EVP, so there you go. That's my bias, but I think with good evidence. But this would have to be one of the creepiest examples of any audio I've found, both EVP and reverse speech. And it occurred right at the end of what is commonly known as the death tape, which is an audio recording of Jim Jones's cult in Jonestown, Guyana.
Oh, I remember this. This is really something. Go ahead. Yeah.
Where he led 930 people to drink Kool-Aid laced with cyanide, and they all killed themselves. And the audio recording, you can hear Jim Jones stirring the people on, and gradually the sounds get less and less and less and less, and finally everyone's dead, including Jim Jones. He died of a gunshot to the head. That's another story. But anyway, they're all dead. And the recording's still running, okay? So this is right at the very end of the recording where everyone's dead, and you'll hear a little gravelly voice in the background. So it's indistinguishable because it's actually backwards. So it's a voice backwards in the background. This is off the original recording. Nothing's been tampered and nothing's been altered. You can go to YouTube and search for it yourself and do the same thing I'm doing. Okay, right. So here's the forwards. Okay, you hear that voice, that sound in the background?
Yeah.
So you take that sound and you run it backwards, and what you hear is a voice that says, "Here's the door, and Mr. Jim Jones, welcome." Listen to this. You hear that? I'll play it again.
Oh, my. Yes, I don't know if you played this before. That is really something.
I think we are hearing the voice of Satan welcoming Jim Jones to hell. I think that's exactly what we're hearing. Here's the door, and Mr. Jim Jones welcomes. Calls him Mr., not Reverend, which I find interesting. Not Reverend Jim Jones.
He's a fraud anyway. Look, this. When did you find this?
Oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
I don't think you've played that. I don't have any recollection of this. That is, that's maybe the sound of hell.
I think it is. Hearing Satan. The sound of hell. I'll play it again. Here's the door, and Mr. Jim Jones, welcome. Wow. That's
wow.
Pretty creepy.
Wow. Wow. So this voice was there and being recorded on the tape or whatever they were using. I assume it was tape.
Right. Right.
And that voice forward is saying what? Can you discern anything from it? The forward?
No, nothing. I'll play the forwards again. Here's the forwards.
Got it.
See, it's backwards. That's why you can't discern anything. It's backwards.
Got it.
And I remember when I did this tape. I just wanted the reversals on the death tape. You know. And I played them all on your show. I remember playing.
Yes, I don't remember this, though.
I know. Look, I found it just by accident because it was right at the end of the tape, you know. So I normally don't go to the end of the tape. Oh, yeah, here we go. Audio's finished. And I just kept on going, and I heard this gravelly sound. I go, what is that? And I played it again. I go, huh. And then I reversed it. And I go, oh my God, it was so clear. It was like, whoa, that just jumps right out at you. So this is my Halloween treat for you all, folks. I'll play it again. This is the voice of Satan welcoming Jim Jones to hell. Here's the door, and Mr. Jim Jones, welcome. Pretty creepy. Wow.
Very creepy. There's no, remember, that sound you're hearing was recorded as approximately 900 people were literally laying on the ground all around that recording device, dead and dying. That is really something. And Satan was right there to welcome them in. Those who qualified, I guess.
Oh, gee, that gives me the creeps. Oh, I got chills all through my body. Listen to that. Okay, let me see what else I've got here. Look, one reversal I love playing. I know I've played this on your show. This is where are they? This is okay. We talk about heavy metal music and having backward satanic messages, but it could also be in gospel music too. Here is a church in Australia called Hillsong, and the choir is singing a chorus. Glory, glory, I hear the angels sing. A backwards evil, high evil. High high evil, evil. I got it backwards. High evil, evil. High evil, evil. And again. High evil. So if you think playing gospel songs makes you immune from Satan's influence, I've got another thought coming to you. It's not what you sing with your mouth. It's what you sing with your heart.
So that singer had, shall we say, a dual citizenship.
Yes. Yeah, I would say that's a very accurate description. Yes, it is your heart that God listens to. Not your forward street.
Right.
Here's another creepy one. This comes from a trial in Reno, Nevada, where Judas Priest was sued for having backward messages in their albums that promoted death and suicide. Now, here's one of them. I found this myself, and I was asked to testify at the court case, but both people, both the plaintiffs and the defendant, objected to my testimony, so I never ended up doing it. But if I had, I would have played on this reversal here. Here's the forwards. What he sang there was beyond the realms of death, in case you didn't hear the forwards. And backwards, it's I took my life. Huh. And that's backwards.
Got it.
To use committed suicide, listening to that record over and over again. Parents claimed they had backward messages that promoted suicide. Well, it did, actually. I found quite a few of them, but none of the ones I found ever made it to court. If they did, I think the plaintiffs would have won. But anyway. And, look, someone asked me once, is there satanic messages on Thriller, Michael Jackson? So this is a message I found on Michael Jackson's Thriller. Superman is a dick. Oh, that jumped. What happened then? Hang on. There it is. Superman is a dick. Just a funny one to end off the show on.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Jackson, he began speaking the truth at the end, several conversations with media people, talking about the entertainment industry and the people who own it and run it, how they were parasites and taking all of his money and so forth. And that didn't do him any good. And I think they removed him. He was starting to talk too frankly about things. Weird. I still don't think the man had... I know people understand that he was a singer and a dancer and all that. I think he was pretty much a derivative amalgamation of people like Jackie Wilson and others before him. He did borrow a lot from other people. It was kind of a triumph of merchandising, if you think about it.
Yeah.
All right. David, very interesting material, not encouraging, not happy, and very dark. And the only message that really should be taken away by everyone from this is that you may still have a few days, a couple weeks to prepare, and you must do something to insulate yourself from the horror and chaos that are coming.
Hate to say it. Because America won't be left alone. You wait till the terrorists start hitting America. And I don't have any reversals on that. That's just my instinct speaking.
Groups of 10 cells, tens of thousands of them all over the country, doing damage, killing people, taking out substations, you name it. Robbing, burning, looting, raping. They're all here. There's 10 million have come in since Biden took over. Biden.
That's
and before
story.
That, there were another 10 or 15 million already here illegally. And now there are 80,000 Chinese have been counted as coming in here. And they're all the same. They're CCP. And there are 5.5 million Chinese here legally with visas from China. So what's their allegiance? Who are they? So we're in real trouble here. Meanwhile, the military is being sent overseas. What a joke. The joke's on us, the good people. Those of you out there who care, wow. Not good. All right, David, take care of yourself. Talk soon.
Okay.
You betcha.
Bye.
All right. Well, interesting. Armageddon is there. War has been in many reversals David's played in the last couple of appearances. So we will see. All right, hold on. We'll take a break and come right back. Preston Dennett is up next.